Our gospel reading for this day of worship is on page 2 in your New Testament portion of the scripture of your pew Bible. You can follow along if you'd like, or just listen as I share this reading from Matthew chapter 2, beginning with verse 13. Now after they had left, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream and said, "Get up, take the child and his mother and rise and flee to Egypt and remain there until I tell you, for Herod is about to search for the child to destroy him." Then Joseph got up, took the child and his mother by night and went to Egypt, and he remained there until the death of Herod. This was to fulfill what had been spoken by the Lord through the prophet, "Out of Egypt I have called my son." When Herod saw that he had been tricked by the wise men, he was infuriated, and he sent and killed all the children in and around Bethlehem who were 2 years old or under, according to the time that he had learned from the wise men. Then was fulfilled what had been spoken through the prophet Jeremiah. A voice was heard in Ramah, wailing in loud lamentations, and Rachel weeping for her children. She refused to be consoled because they were no more. When Herod died, an angel of the Lord suddenly appeared in a dream to Joseph while he was in Egypt, and he said, "Get up, take the child and his mother, and go to the land of Israel, for those who were seeking the child's life are dead." Then Joseph got up, and he took the child and his mother, and he went to the land of Israel. But when he heard that Archelaus was ruling over Judea in place of his father Herod, he was afraid to go there. And after being warned in a dream, he went away to the district of Galilee. There he made his home in a town called Nazareth, so that what had been spoken through the prophets might be fulfilled. He will be called a Nazarene. Friends, this is the word of the Lord. In our scripture today, I am somewhat envious of Joseph of Nazareth. Do you hear the gift that Joseph is given almost immediately in our text? In verse 13, I'll read it again. As Joseph was lying there asleep, God spoke to him in a dream and said this, "Get up, take the child and his mother and flee to Egypt and remain there until I tell you, for Herod is coming for the child." That was the voice of the angel, God's messenger, directly to Joseph. Aren't you just a bit envious that Joseph had such direct, unexcusable, unequivocal messages from on high? Wouldn't it be wonderful if God would speak to us so clearly, so definitively, as we seek direction for our lives, guidance in our marriages perhaps, restoration for our family, career decisions, personal problems or perils, when we're searching for truth or answers? Wouldn't it be wonderful if God would simply make known to us through dream, through his heavenly beings, his will and desire for our life and the decisions we are to make? And you know, this isn't the first time that Joseph received such a message from God. Just last week, I read in our gospel in chapter 1, where the message from on high, Joseph, after he'd heard that Mary had conceived a child, and he was going to dismiss her quietly, remember that? So he didn't. He was a righteous man. He didn't want her to be punished or persecuted, but he heard this message then, "Joseph, son of David, Don't be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child in her is of the Holy Spirit. You see, Joseph has a repetition of receiving God's voice from heaven for his life. So I must ask and search this scripture personally today. And I think this text speaks to me so much personally. And I pray that it speaks to you personally as well. I search it and say, what was it that Joseph brought to the life of faith that gave him such direct guidance from on high? One thing I think our text tells us and leads us to understand was that Joseph was a man who listened for God's voice. It's important if we're going to hear God speak to us and guide us that we listen. Quite often, about once a year, Dad or me or Manya will travel with Noah, our oldest son, to Vanderbilt University to the Bill Wilkerson Center where he receives a new programming for his cochlear implant. But before they start tinkering for that wonderful thing of technology that helps him to hear and communicate, before they start adjusting, you know what the first thing is? They want to see, how is he listening? How is he hearing now? So he goes into a sound booth. And he does really good when things are quiet. But then a portion of that text, what they do, Mike, is they put in background noise. All these other people talking. And then in the midst of that background noise, he has to make out the message they intend for him to hear. The last time he took that test, I sat in the booth with him, and I failed it worse than he did. So I may be the one that needs to get the hearing aids. But in the midst of the background, it's often hard to hear, right? You know, I find that to apply to my life. My life of journey, my life of faith. Because so often, instead of listening most attentively to God, I listen to the background all around me. Sometimes it's worldly success, perhaps. Maybe other times it's the demands of those who aren't walking with God, or perhaps temptations in my own life, things that pull me away from listening to God's still small voice for me and for those God's entrusted me to minister to and with. You see, Joseph heard God's voice because Joseph listened for God's voice. May we, friends, daily set time apart in the busyness of our careers, in the stress of family and life, may we set apart time for just us and God to listen. Be disciplined in trying to hear that still small voice from on high. Be disciplined to distance ourselves from the background noise all around us so we can hear more clearly God's voice for our journey of life. Joseph did that. You know, I don't think it's a coincidence that as it spoke of him being spoken to in a dream, that he was not only asleep, but he was intentional in searching out God. Another thing that our scripture tells us today, that as Joseph was not only one who listened to God, but Joseph was one who was obedient to God. Did you hear it in verse 14? It's easy to overread this message in the text where not only did it say that Joseph heard the voice from on high, but as God told him, take the child and his mother and flee to Egypt, right? We heard that. Now, I don't know about y'all. If I'd have gotten that message from God, I would have I'd have gotten out my iPhone and I would have mapped out my best route to go, and I would have checked my calendar and I'd have made sure I didn't have any appointments for the next day or two, and then I would set my voicemail to let everybody know, you know, you got to take care of things. Barbara, you can't just get up and go. We have to plan for a trip. Well, that's not what Joseph did. Did you notice it? Our scripture says in verse 14 that Joseph left that very night. God said, you need to take the mother and the child and you need to flee from here. Friends, he fled. God said, do it, and he did it. Oh, if I would only be that obedient. Manius tells me time and time again, if you had just listened to me, your life would be so much better. Men, can you hear that? Joseph was one who listened and obeyed. Why is that such a challenge for us? It is for me. I don't know about y'all, I want to bargain with God. I want to negotiate with God, Leon. The Lord places a call upon me and says, do this. And I say, okay, let me do this first. Or God, if you'll do that, or if this will work out. Friends, Joseph was a man of obedience. And I strive, I yearn to be more obedient in my faith walk, in my life walk. That's what Joseph was. In our text today. Also, our scripture tells us in verse 15, I'll read it again as well, where he heard this voice from on high, and the angel of God said to Joseph that Herod is now dead, and out of Egypt you can come to fulfill what the Lord had spoken in his scripture. God was faithful to his promise. You know that? If God makes a promise to us, friends, if God places a call upon our life, upon our family, if God has a message for us, it may not always happen exactly when we want or how we want, but God is faithful. You know, I'm sure there were times that Mary and Joseph were homesick. Can't you imagine? I'm sure they would have loved to have left Egypt. Long before they received the message that it was time to go back, they wanted it to happen on their time, right? Do you ever get your time opposite of God's time? I do so often. But if we will wait and listen for God's voice and search His voice for the direction of our life, God will be faithful. Church, I assure you that God will be faithful. Many of you know that more than me. Many of us who've journeyed through challenging circumstances, wondering when they're going to end, dwelling like Joseph and Mary in a foreign land, and wondering, God, when will my deliverance come? But so often after the journey, we look back and we see that God's timing was perfect for us in our journey of life. God will never leave us or forsake us. But you know, I'm also convinced of this. I really love this. Embrace this part of the scripture with me. In verse 22, our scripture tells us that as Joseph received this message to go to Israel, it was time to go home, but it also tells us that he had heard that Archelaus was ruling over Judea in place of his father Herod, so he was afraid to go there. Now understand, Joseph is being obedient. He's going back home to Israel. But he'd heard that Archelaus had set up camp and was ruling in Jerusalem, so he didn't want to go specifically to the city of Jerusalem. You know what I hear happening here? And God honored that, our scripture says, that God directed him to go to Galilee. You know what I hear scripture saying there too? Is that even though God places a call upon our life and guides us with the still small voice of heaven, the Lord still gave us something on our shoulders to use as well. God doesn't want us to stop thinking. to stop praying, to stop using good old common horse sense in our daily journey of life and faith. It's like the story, I know I've told it many times and y'all have too, where the gentleman was searching for deliverance. His house was flooding, it was flooding all around, and a person came by in a boat. And he said, no, God's going to save me. He got up on top of his house. Another boat came in. He said, no, God's going to save me. Finally, he got up on the chimney and a helicopter came. They dropped down the rope and they said, climb up. He said, no, bubbling water coming out of his mouth. God's going to save me. He drowned it. He went to heaven. He was so distraught. He felt abandoned. He said, Lord, I thought you was going to save me. He said, I sent you two boats and a helicopter. What else should I do? Friends, here's how I digest this, where what's going on with Joseph and Archelaus. God has equipped you with certain gifts that no one else has. Norris Howell has certain gifts of ministry in this community that no one else has. Lynn Hill has certain gifts to offer her family that no one else has. Joey Bullock, that's his name, has certain gifts to offer at Ripley High School that no one else has. And I think God wants us to utilize who we are, our decisions, our heart, our gift, to impact the world around us and merge those with his call upon our life. Joseph didn't set his good sense aside even as he was being obedient to God's call and God's direction. Isn't that beautiful? Kenny, God wants your gifts. Use them. Don't settle for not using what God gave you to gift our world for his glory. It'll be a joyous journey. It won't always be an easy journey, but God will go with you. You see, I say it won't always be an easy journey because in our text, as we know, Joseph and Mary knew much trial and tribulation. Friends, when we're obedient to God, it doesn't mean that we won't continue to face storms in our life. You know, as the rain was coming down this morning, I heard Elvin, as he walked in, mention an umbrella. And all of us were trying to make sure we had our umbrellas in our car because we wanted shelter today in the storm. I'm mindful of that as Pastor Mark Batterson often speaks of the blessings of God are oftentimes like umbrella blessings. It doesn't mean that the storms won't still come, but in the umbrella we have shelter to endure and journey until the sun returns and restores the land once more. Friends, if we search to be faithful servants like that of Joseph, then God will shelter us through the storms of life, even when there are challenges and adversities. And ultimately, the Son of God, our Savior, will conquer every storm and deliver us home into glory. Let's pray. God, we thank you for the gift of your Son and our Savior. We celebrate the life we have in him, especially during this holy season, that as we sang about it in those Latin words this morning, that peace indeed has come to earth, for a child is born. May we glorify and exalt him. Will you help us to live out our life of faith every day in ways that you are well pleased, in ways that we are obedient to you, so that we may too know the joy of our salvation even now. To the glory of Jesus, our Lord, we pray. Amen.